Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. Movie Torture, not the third best podcast, movie podcast in the North Carolina area.
Yeah.
Not number three in the United States, but number three in the world of movie, bad movie podcasts.
I got to be honest, Raj. I've never enjoyed the bronze more than I'm enjoying it right now.
And you were so excited about it. You wore your bronze, got bronze tanning all over you today.
First, did you say I was so excited about it?
No, I hope I didn't.
I did. I flexed on my wife the other night. She came in. I go, guess what? She's like, what? I go, we're number three.
We're number three.
And she said,
we're number three.
She said, why can't you be number two, Britt? No, she didn't say that. She was like, I'm so proud of you, Britt. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
And we celebrated.
Maybe now she'll listen.
How'd you celebrate?
Well, let's just say we celebrated. Producer Gary's here, everybody.
What's up?
He's dressed in his gadget, go-go gadget sweater and Hawaiian shirt over it tonight.
Dude, why is it always a Hawaiian shirt?
He makes me nervous in a trench coat because I never know if he's wearing pants.
He has the trench coat on.
I thought you were going to pull the trench coat out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has a trench coat, but sometimes when he wears it, he doesn't wear any underwear.
Stand up and shake your hips real quick.
No, he's got the trench coat with just the tie underneath.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. Producer Gary, though, came in with some glitter on his face tonight, so we don't know where he's been. But he does have glitter on his face. So, listeners, you can
now y'all
make up your own story about Producer Gary tonight because he's got glitter on.
Now, y'all have to be careful telling people what I'm wearing because some people actually believe it. I had my new wife.
You're on your fourth wife? Did y'all go to Vegas and get married?
She was like, did you really wear a Batman costume? Do you really wear all this stuff? You wear this stuff, and I'm like, no, the Hawaiian shirt's real. The rest of it, nah.
What if your new wife came to your house and saw your closet and it had all your costumes lined up in there? You go, that was my Batman phase right there.
The hot dog.
This was my wiener phase.
Easter bunny.
Hey, we have Jonathan joining us tonight.
Hi.
Or as some people know him as my dad's number three.
Oh, man, I got the
movie torture dad's number three.
Number three feels better now, though.
Yeah, I know. It's like, three's the magic number now.
Yeah. But I stay ahead of Brad.
Well, you're ahead of me, but he hasn't ranked Trent yet. He said Trent doesn't have enough reps under his belt to get ranked. Mm. So maybe after this month when Trent joins us, he'll get ranked.
I have a confession. I'm actually Producer Gary's fourth wife.
Oh, y'all got married? You put the glitter on his face tonight?
That's me.
That's why both of y'all were late showing up to the podcast. Me and Roger were asking why y'all are in the same car now. We didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Money on carpooling.
Yeah.
Producer Gary.
I'm slightly offended. He's so disgusted.
I know. Producer Gary looks like he's so offended. Like he would never date you.
I know.
Well, the way he proposed, I would say
go gadget wedding ring. I was like, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, he said he'd never date a man with facial hair. So, yeah.
Well, Raj, tell us what we got coming up next. Do we have an ad this time?
We do, but first, this month we're doing sequels without stars. Today's is Inspector Gadget 2. But before we jump in and talk about the movie, Brad has a new sponsor.
Oh, I do. Yes. Oh my gosh. If you're listening, you have items you want to be sponsored on the number three ranked bad podcast in the world. We will promote those for you. And tonight we have one. Roger, Jonathan, Producer Gary, do y'all ever itch? Does your butt ever itch?
Every day.
I mean, even if you don't wipe good, it definitely itches.
Yeah.
But
every day.
Every day. So every day. Well, we have introducing the Scratchmaster 3000, the ultimate butt-scratching gadget. Say farewell to those awkward moments and hello to instant relief. With Precision Engineering, it's your go-to solution for those hard-to-reach itches. Embrace comfort. Scratchmaster 3000, because everyone deserves a scratching good time.
I've never seen you smile much since you bought that product.
We bought one for everyone on staff here at Movie Torture.
Yeah.
Mine is voice activated. I love it.
You just say scratch and it scratches? Yeah. You keep yours tucked in between the cheeks at all times, right?
No.
It tickles you.
No.
That would be kind of awkward.
No.
But he wears it like a colostomy bag.
That's why he married Gary, the Gary Master 3000. He comes in and scratches.
That's all right. I plated your pizza with my butt scratcher 3000.
So. Ooh. We did get to eat before the show tonight, so that was pretty fun. Gary, producer Gary, are you excited about your Scratch Master 3000?
I guess so. I
mean, he's happy about something.
He is on cloud nine tonight. I don't know why, but he is.
Yeah.
I guess because he's got a new wife that he didn't tell us about. Why didn't you invite us to the wedding? We could do a live movie torture wedding.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'll officiate. Jonathan and Roger will be your best man and maid of honor.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors over there. First lady of movie torture, Hannah, can be your maid of honor.
Yeah.
We'll have her do that. Mm. Yeah.
Do grooms have maids of honor?
No.
No, we've chosen his new wife's maid of honor for her.
Oh, questionable.
She can't decide. Oh. Tell her right now we picked out the wedding party. It's good now.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, Brad, to jump into your 1 minute synopsis of this craptacular movie.
You have no history on this movie?
The budget was $12 million.
What?
$12 million on this.
On CGI or whatever. It was horrible CGI.
It looked like a Sims movie. Like the video game Sims.
ChatGPT could have done a better job.
Yeah. So basically this is the sequel. Okay. So Inspector Gadget 2. So basically they got together and said, we got to make a sequel. So let's not bring Matthew Broderick back and let's put French Stewart in as Inspector Gadget.
Mistake number one.
So he basically is having glitches, gadget glitches, and he keeps messing things up. So they have another gadget called G2, and she is a fembot, and she is better and has no glitches. And Claw comes down and basically tries to take over everything, freezes everyone with a gun, goes to rob the treasury. They stop him, and Claw basically goes in, like he ends every Inspector Gadget TV show. He's like, I'll get you next time, Gadget. And he goes up in the air, and Gadget kisses G2. And luckily, this was less than an hour and a half.
Were they called Fembots in the movie?
No.
Austin Powers.
I just called her a Fembot. She was a Fembot.
Oh, okay.
She was kind of good looking in a robotic way, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean,
keep going.
In a robot.
Keep going.
It's like your last girlfriend before you got married.
The robot? Yeah. I dated a robot, everyone.
So, you know, automatically when you hear straight to DVD movies, you know, that was a phase of bad movies. There were very few straight to DVD movies that were good. Now though with streaming movies, some streaming movies are as good as the ones that are in the theater. Not all, but some. So this one was made in 2003. And like I said, the budget was $12 million. I don't know what the box office was because there was no box office. So,
okay, so this is the second direct-to-DVD movie we've done on Movie Torture. The first one, which is producer Gary's favorite one, Jingle All the Way 2. He loves him some Get Her Done.
Yes.
Gary the Cable Guy. And this is our first G-rated movie we've done on Movie Torture. And I got to be honest, this movie is definitely geared for 5 to 6 to 7 year olds. It is not geared for teenagers at all. Thoughts, Roger? What do you think?
I guess this movie should have been rated T for torture.
Oh.
Or rated T for toilet bowl.
Really? I mean, tell us how you really feel, Raj. I mean,
yeah, I just wait till the end.
Okay, so this movie starts out. First off, Gadget is a tool bag cop if he's pulling over an old woman who's going, what, 25.3 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been pulled over that close to the actual speed limit? I feel like cops don't have the energy to want to do that. I do like that Gadget lives in Ohio, though. I never knew that, but Gadget's in Ohio. Like,
yeah, I saw some remnants of Columbus there.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they filmed this in
Australia.
Was it Australia?
Yeah.
You really saw Columbus in Australia?
Yeah, it was, I'm not going any further.
Went all the way. How much do you think it would have cost to make this movie in America? If they had to go to Australia to make this movie.
Australia's probably not very cheap.
Why would they go to Australia then?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, that's like Gary driving 3 hours to take wife number four to McDonald's.
Maybe they don't have...
He could take her to McDonald's here.
Maybe they don't have unions down there like they do here in the United States.
Cheaper labor, maybe?
Yeah.
I secretly love Australian TV. I think it's really good. It's low-key good.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible. And my wife says I've been saying low key a lot lately. But it's low key good. Okay, John, The Slap. The Slap was really good. Remember that show?
No.
Where the
I thought you were talking about Inspector Gadget for a minute. I was like, oh God, I missed that.
I thought you were talking about the time I was really mad at you. And just... No.
There was a show that
came about what we did to Roger when he dropped his joke a minute ago.
Oh my gosh. Roger's the king of funny jokes on here that you don't expect. I mean, he's... But The Slap was where these neighbors have a party and the kid gets out of hand and the neighbor, like, spanks the kid, slaps the kid. And it takes, like, a whole turn. Each episode's from a different person's perspective. It takes a whole different turn. It's a really good show. Australia has good TV shows.
The Slap.
The Slap. They remade it in America with movie torture's favorite, Uma Thurman. She was on that show. So we've had her here 3 times now on The Slap. But it's a good show.
Yeah.
Roger's like, I don't know. I'll take
See, here's my thing. And again, I'm probably going to sound horrible saying this. It's very hard for me to watch anything British or Australian because I just... The accents just drive me nuts.
I agree.
I'm not turned on by them. I'm not, to me, it's annoying to hear. Like, if I'm like flipping through Netflix and there's a series and I click on it and they start with British accents, I'm like, nope, moving to the next one.
What? But Roger, you're bashing our homeland, man. On our top three rankings, it said we are based in Australia. So good day, mate. We're in the number three, mate.
I was waiting for that. I knew it was coming eventually. Crocodile Dundee.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's not a podcast.
This is a podcast.
We Hate Movies comes up and says that to us. They pull out all their... They flex on us.
All right. So what is your favorite gadget of all time? Like the something that, you know, you saw on TV and maybe bought.
Oh, I thought you meant what's our favorite gadget that he has.
No.
Because I can tell you that really fast. I want the hand that comes out of the hat. That way I don't have to just go, and it can just do things for me.
Scrub daddy. When I do the dishes.
You know, that's something that started on Shark Tank.
Yep. It was, yes. Great show, by the way, Shark Tank.
They will never be on any torture podcast.
Shark Tank?
Never.
No, they won't come on. But
I'm saying it's a good show.
Yes, it's a good show. But I like the back scratchers, too, and the Scratchmaster 3000. It's a great invention.
Scratchmaster 3000, yes.
I mean, who doesn't need your butt scratched every now and then?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you said? The what scratcher?
The scrub daddy.
Yeah, scrub daddy.
And the back scratcher. What about you, Raj? What's an invention you like?
I don't know. I guess I can go back in time to something I was trying to think of one of the kids, like the commercials when we were kids and the infomercials that would come on.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
What, like the ShamWow or the...
Yeah, or what about the Slap
Chia
Chop?
Chia.
Oh, yeah.
The Slap Ooh. Chop was a good tool.
Chia's... What's the Slap Shot?
What?
Slap the Chop. Hockey? Slap Chop.
No, Slap Chop.
Like you slam it down.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I got you. I'm there.
That was questionable. That was.
I like how we're just really not talking much about gadgetry. Is Brain in the movie, the dog, is he possibly the smartest one in this movie? Him and Penny?
Either him or D.L. Hughley for not actually showing his face on the movie and just using his voice.
Who was the dog's voice?
I'm not sure.
What's the dog's name?
Brain. If you were in this movie, would you drop it in every story? I was in Inspector Gadget.
If I was in any movie, I'd be dropping it as much as I could.
Yeah.
Jeff Bennett was Brain the dog.
So we've had G2 and we've had G Girl. So Gary 2, Gary squared, G2. What are your, okay, for a town that has no crime, this is what was, I couldn't understand. They literally have no crime in this town. Why do they need two super robot cops in this town if they have no crime, Raj? I don't understand that.
You know, there wasn't much in this movie to understand or that made sense.
How much of... What's the town's name? I can't even remember.
Rexton or...
How much of the town's taxpayer money went to fund G2? How much do you think G2 costs the taxpayers? Because I got to say, if I'm paying a lot for G2, she's coming over and babysitting my kids for me. So I can go on a date with my wife.
I'd love to have a babysitter like her.
Good day.
You can tell we haven't recorded in a while. Roger's excited to be here.
I'm just trying to keep up with Gary.
Oh, my gosh. Gary came in and just started crushing pizza, by the way. Like, he hardly even spoke.
He showed up late and then made us wait for him to eat pizza.
Yeah, he showed up late and then just came straight over and started inhaling pizza.
Using the pizza crust to wipe off his lips. Yeah. Wipe lipstick off his
Chap
lips.
Chap lips he's got going on from wife number four. Would you want to live in this town?
I don't want to live anywhere that there's a bunch of robots going around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they love Inspector Gadget. I got to be honest. I loved the cartoon Inspector Gadget in the 80s. It was probably my favorite. It was top five favorite cartoons of all time as a kid.
No. See.
But it was before your time, Gary.
Yeah, I never saw that. The first thing I saw was the first movie. That's the first experience of Inspector Gadget.
That was terrible. Matthew Broderick's not a good Inspector Gadget, but I got to be honest. French Stewart, not a bad gadget.
Yeah.
No.
You thought he was better in the second one than Matthew Broderick in the first one?
I think they're both bad. I
didn't look at the
I think he's better than Broderick.
I didn't look at the movie poster before I turned on play and watched the movie. And as soon as I saw French Stewart, I was like, this is gonna suck.
What else has he been in besides Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah, that's not Third Rock, but Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah,
That's
how bad he is. Anything else he's been in, he's...
Brad kind of looks like him there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a little bit. Wasn't he in one of the Larry Cable Guy movies?
He was in Home Alone 4.
It was Home Alone 4?
That's a future movie torture, I'm sure. Yeah. Next Christmas, we'll be tackling Home Alone 4. Roger will be gone, though.
Yeah, Roger won't make it to 2025.
2024 is not going to be Roger's year.
This is a AR episode, After Roger episode.
I'm hoping that nobody even knows what joke we're referring to by the time this makes it out.
Oh, gosh. You know what we should do, though, thinking about it? And we should do, let the listeners know, we should do a whole month, since it's 2024s, of all part fours of movies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do it in April.
Yeah. The fourth month would do all fours. So we need to start thinking about
listeners. I was thinking about April, you know, being at April 24, 20.
Do pot movies?
Stoner movies. Yeah, we can do that. I was thinking that too.
Chicken Jones month.
I was thinking that too.
Celebrate Roger
I'm just kidding.
He has not been. Yeah. Roger's
let me,
been.
Let me change chips with you.
Yeah. He's a G3 we've yeah. created here. That No, but we should do all part fours. That'd be kind of fun. Listeners. What other movies have four parts? Well, there's Lethal Weapon 4. There's. Fury Road, Mad Max. There's. Star Wars Episode 1 was basically part 4. Scream 4. We haven't done Scream 4? Oh, we've done Scream 3. Rambo 4, Rocky 4. Rocky 4. Rocky 4 is that, good. Oh, that's a good movie, though.
That well, we can still watch it.
Roger's hurt. Trying to sneak one past the
yeah.
goal.
Yeah, every once in a while. But that's still make you can make fun of that movie. There's plenty of things to make fun of in that movie.
There is. I like how we're deciding what we want to watch. Sorry. While we're talking about Inspector Gadget.
What?
Yes, he did.
Producer Gary just farted on the air, man.
That's how much he thinks of this movie.
He's like exactly. over there farting.
I was about to cut one, and then I heard one. I thought I did it without realizing it.
That'd been in stereo. You should have done that. Well, I know you shouldn't have. I'm sitting beside you.
I'm glad I don't sit there, but I just like how Gary just snuck one out over there. It's like,
I didn't forget y'all didn't have headphones on. That's part of it.
We can hear it. We can hear it. We would have heard it with headphones on.
Eh. Anyway,
back to this movie. So,
yeah, French Stewart was horrible.
Really? Okay. What did you think of G2? On a 10 scale, where would you put G2?
You talking about the inspector himself?
No, the...
The robot lady.
Yeah.
Riverton is the town, by the way.
Yeah, Riverton. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, G2 was played by Catherine Elaine Hendricks.
Oh. Okay, so here's a question for you guys. If you had to cut your hand off and have a replacement, what are you going with?
A fake hand, probably.
You're going fake hand?
The Scratchmaster 3000.
You're going Scratchmaster 3000?
No.
I thought you were going to say middle finger, but no, okay. I would probably go Hook.
I'd want one of those like
Scary Movie 2.
No. That's an actual hand.
Oh, gosh.
Not a hook, but like where it...
The claw from those yeah. little those machines.
Yeah.
Oh, you could scratch your head with that. What if you had a hand just like what you were talking about where you could do this?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
That's not bad.
Come up behind your wife and... Do that too with the
little boob grab.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you like when Gadget's in the bar and he says, "I'm gonna wet my whistle, give me a tall glass of milk"?
And he says, "Oh, let me get chocolate milk. Let me get edgy."
Oh my gosh. I feel like producer Gary would go to a bar and order chocolate milk.
No.
Do you notice how there was no females in that bar?
Was it all dudes?
It was.
And a robot.
Yeah. What was the bar in Police Academy?
Oh, the Blue Oyster?
Yeah, maybe that's where he went.
Are you saying Gadget's moonlighting as a undercover homosexual cop?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know about that.
We got to can this episode, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does he this have so, so many horrible. Gadgets? How does he have all the gadgets around him?
Where does he store all that stuff?
That's you know? What I want to know, man. He keeps
the bubble gum.
He keeps
the helicopter.
He'd be excellent if he went to prison.
Oh, my gosh.
He could sell stuff left and right.
I was just thinking he'd keister stuff.
Yeah.
Gary.
It's his hat, though, right?
Yeah, everything's in his hat, I think, right?
Yeah.
All of his stuff.
Maybe it's
no,
like
he's a robot. He has other
he
stuff.
He was a robot.
Maybe it's like in Marvel where it's like the quantum stuff where it changes shapes.
You think he has a magic pocket or it's just like he just
he's pulls got some PIM particles, Gary.
Okay, would y'all watch a TV show? So
about Inspector Gadget?
Well, hold on. Fresh Prince got redone for Peacock called what's it called?
Bel-Air. That's a Bel-Air. Good show.
Would you watch a dramatic retelling of Inspector Gadget where he's like has all the gadgets, but he's very like edgy? And
what if his backstory is he's like a down and out drug addict who they find like almost dead in an alley and they repurpose him into Inspector Gadget?
That's what I'm saying. He fights the urges to go back to that life all the time. And Penny's like he's like a pimp or something. And Penny's like one of the ladies that was from his old life, but she comes to help him and try to get him. He's trying to recover Penny.
What kind of dog would Brain be?
Pitbull. For sure, man. And like he's got the chain that says Brain on it.
Yeah.
Dude, I would sign up for a dramatic retelling of Inspector Gadget.
Who would play Inspector Gadget in that? Oh, like gosh. A Pete Davidson?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, he would be so druggy. He would be so skinny.
What about the guy that played Elvis? The Austin?
Him?
Yeah.
Do they have to look like... What about Andy Samberg?
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah. I could see him
nail that like comedically.
Yeah,
would he? But there's no. But he has. Can Gadget have like a face tat, like a teardrop or something? And he's constantly like wanting the urge to do more smack or drugs. But to beat it, his high is saving people now. Who would not watch that sitting here, guys?
So wait, who did he kill? If he's got a teardrop.
Jonathan just farted. We've lost every woman that's ever listened to the show is now checked out.
Hannah quit listening.
Hannah is done. Wait, she just texted me. She quits.
Yeah.
A dramatic retelling. Would you watch this, Roger?
Probably not.
It sounds horrible now.
Yeah. Probably not.
Really? Oh, I would definitely watch this. They could call it Riverton.
Isn't that a show already?
You know, as
is
we're,
it?
we're almost Riverdale. A year into recording, the
Riverside.
No, Riverside. That Riverdale is that one about
Riverdale.
What was that old comic?
Archie.
That one.
They could call this Riverton, and Inspector Gadget comes around. This time, Gadget's back for revenge. Does he have a go-go gadget mobile? Oh, that would be sick.
What? Roger keeps looking at me. I don't know.
I'm not even going to say. I would watch this show for real. I want to make this show happen.
I'd rather watch Batman and Robin than...
Oh, my gosh. Than Riverton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a reason this hasn't been made yet.
Gary, you're a custodial engineer by day. Movie torture producer by night. Would you want a gadget that had a toilet brush where you could go?
Well, I mean, what? Like, you mean an somehow automatic toilet brush?
Yeah, that has that.
That comes out of your hat. And
no,
it goes,
that comes out of my hat. No,
he has that.
Or a declogger where it basically it goes down and like. It spins until it gets the toilet paper and the poop that's stuck in there and loosens it all up.
But that would take away the fun of putting your bare hand in the toilet.
Oh, man. For anybody listening, Gary does wipe the toilet streaks with his bare hand. He's that good of a custodial engineer.
Gosh.
Yeah. I love how – this is funny, guys. I love how the bowlers are the bad guys.
The bowlers.
We've talked about bowling on this show before. So we've seen we've seen wrestler be the bad guy. Now we're seeing bowlers.
Wrestler was the bad guy.
That was in Cursed. The guy was a wrestler, remember? Because we talked about that with Hannah. We're like, why did they choose to be wrestlers?
Is this like...
Oh, high school wrestler. I thought it was...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're thinking...
Wrestling.
Yeah, you're thinking wrestling.
Is this like how the band geeks in Halloween were the bullies? And it's like, how are bowlers... The bad guys in this movie.
I just imagine Matt in this movie because he's a bowler and he's like a professional bowler.
What?
He's bowled like 11 perfect games, which is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. But they had the whole bowling gear on in this movie, the shoes. They worked at a bowling factory.
Also a bowling factory.
Did y'all not wonder, like, why do they have a big factory for bowling balls? Are they producing that much? Y'all are just looking at me like y'all are just not even caring about this. Roger's about to fall asleep.
No, I'm awake. I just can't believe you're talking about this movie.
Well, I mean, I watched
it. I guess it's our job, but, you know.
I think we should edit out most of this podcast. Yeah. I'm having second thoughts about this one coming out.
Roger has nothing to say about the bowling balls. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, I just knew it was going to be, you know, and that's like the we've done a movie recently with Bowling Balls, with the girls up in the attic.
Oh, Violent Night.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Bowling Balls came down and crushed that lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last month. Tune into that episode. You can find that in December.
That was actually a decent movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
It's on
Hulu.
Prime.
Prime. Prime.
I know. I see it on there all the time.
I love how they said we can fetch stuff on eBay, which was funny to me. eBay was big back in 2003.
Booming in 2002.
Oh, man. If you bought some eBay stock back then.
God, I was on eBay a lot back then.
Is it still a thing?
Because you were you're a card collector. And
card collector and golf clubs.
But I feel like now I just go on Amazon.
Well, the thing is back in the day, eBay was heavy on the like used items. It was basically like how you got rid of your stuff.
It was Facebook Marketplace.
Now it's a lot of new stuff. There's still some used things on there, but it's very much a lot of like new products.
Well, and Amazon started as just a bookstore, didn't it?
Yes.
An online bookstore.
I'd also like to have some of that stock.
Yeah. And Movie Torture started as just a movie podcast, and then it got canceled.
Yeah. I can't believe we got a movie studio coming in the works. It's pretty incredible.
Movie Torture Productions?
Yeah.
Roger's going to be our,
I know,
Brad. Our head of HR.
Yeah. Head of creative and HR.
Yeah, head of creative and HR. That's, eBay was all the rage. If we had stock in eBay in like 2000, we would be multimillionaires right now.
So as core members of Movie Torture, how much stock do we get in this? If it goes big, if we go like viral and start making a bunch of money, we have stock, right?
I think, honestly, that the three
contract.
Of you guys are the only ones who have stock.
Why? You're on here every month. I think we split it six ways, right?
Six ways?
Well, yeah, there's six
Trent
people on the team.
Trent doesn't count. Your dad hasn't even ranked him yet.
But Trent's coming on now every month, so we have to put him in the rankings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got to take care of Grandpa Trent.
What about your dad?
He doesn't have me high, so I'm not.
Okay.
Should Movie Torture Dad be ranked in the
of
movie?
Of course he should. Yes.
Okay, then we split it seven ways.
So I've got it because I've got to build my Brad's dad's ratings
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't even
I want
get
him
mentioned.
To be included.
I don't even get mentioned in the rankings.
When we get picked up, I want him to cash in.
It's going to be nice, and we actually.
Hannah just texted you and said that he doesn't deserve that?
She did. She said he doesn't. What? Hannah's being cruel right now.
Yeah, she's so mean.
She should fall down in the rankings, and I should move up.
Yeah, and I should go back to number one.
You know what we should do? I'm going to all in favor of giving Movie Torture Dad all profits from Movie Torture.
Sure.
I'm number one now because I pitched that. You hear me, Movie Torture Dad? I'm the one that wanted you to be wealthy.
Yeah, I think the only way we our podcast is going to go viral if one of us gets sick and gives it to everybody else, you know.
Dude, we have literally millions of fans. That's how we got to number three in the world.
Yeah,
it is. And when you're listening to this, guys, share it with your friends because the more people that listen, the better, right?
Yep. We have way more fans than we have listeners. That's the problem.
Yeah. This movie is hard to believe it's 20 years old. I mean, it looks new. I'm just kidding. Roger looked at me like I was an idiot.
That's the normal way I look
you
at you.
Offensive to say to that, Roger?
Not this time.
Roger, do you have any reviews for this movie that are positive?
Honestly, I couldn't find any. Usually, I'm able to pull them up on Wikipedia. I think there was one on MBD. Let me see here.
There's nothing. I got some 5-star Amazon reviews. You want to hear some? While you?
Sure.
Are there 1-star Amazon reviews?
Go Gadget Redemption. Yeah. Redemption says Ray the Sane. The first Inspector Gadget movie was such a slap in the face to the good inspector that I shunned its sequel from the day it came out until just today. After hearing that it was closer to the cartoon series, I decided to check it out for myself, and I'm glad I did. Oh my gosh. This guy wrote this in 2014. This was better than the first one, I thought. MC in Hawaii, he wrote Thought, T-H-O-T. This was better than the first one, I thought, and we enjoyed it from start to finish. The plot was good, the humor in keeping kids, and we would watch it again to catch more of the gags and gadgets. Certainly room for improvement, but if a third version is produced with combinations of humor and perhaps a gadget family, who knows? Man. Great sequel, says Nola Boy. I actually liked both these movies, although I do like the first one better. At least they're smart. He actually liked it. Hilarious. All the gadgets in the movie. That's just what Robert Woods wrote. I wonder if that's the NFL player. I think he watches Inspector Gadgets.
I did find a negative review. Basically, the title of this review is Absolute Garbage. Man, this movie was worse than the reviews, and the reviews were really bad. I thought that the first was bad enough, but when I saw this, I was shocked. I can't even believe that someone could make a movie this bad. I mean, I could possibly make a better movie with a camera about shoelaces. This movie is a big waste of time, and I so regret watching it. If I can only give it 0 out of 10, good thing Matthew Broderick didn't sign up for this movie because he would be completely humiliated and considered a bad actor. The only reason I rented this movie was to see if it was worse than the first, which sucked. Anyways, I don't recommend this movie to anyone unless you're a 3-year-old idiot who eats his snot.
Well, I eat snot, and I'm...
You're an idiot.
My wife calls me an idiot, so I guess I've got two of
them. Two things. This guy starts off by saying that the first one was terrible, so he just, like, he's jumping in on watching the second one.
Yeah, like...
The first one was so bad, he was just dying to watch number two.
Like, I watched the first one, and I did think it sucked. I never wanted to watch the sequel until...
That was from... I wonder what that guy's doing, D... Pro Cop? D Pro Cop?
Yeah.
One? Because on May 23rd, 2006, he was really fuming about Inspector Gadget 2.
Have you ever gotten...
Oh, man, he does a ton of reviews.
Like, have you ever been possessed to want to write a review about a movie this bad? Like, I don't understand it.
No, this guy's been an IMDb member for 18 years.
Oh, my gosh. He's got to be a troll, right?
I don't know.
He's got a ton.
Because I heard back in the day this was nominated for a direct-to-DVD award for best direct-to-DVD movie.
He watches some pretty terrible movies.
I like how y'all are fascinated. What is he, Pro Cop?
D Pro Cop.
There's a movie called Running Scared that he said, this is my favorite movie by far. He started off with something way more inappropriate, but
yeah,
Running Scared is his favorite movie by far, so we don't know what J Pro Cop is doing, but
we should read J
Pro Cop. Probably watching something horrible.
We should start reading a J Pro Cop review every episode.
Whoa. Go back. No. Go back to the first one. He said Terminator 2 is quite possibly the greatest sequel of all time.
I kind of agree with him. It's a great sequel.
It's way better than the first, but the best sequel of all time.
It's up there, man. It's got to be top 5.
Jeez.
I agree with J Pro Cop.
What if Brad is J Pro Cop?
Yeah. That's really me.
You know, guys. I'm going down the list, these sound like, you know, a lot of movies that he'd watch. Braveheart was the greatest movie ever.
He's got a lot of greatest movies ever. Yeah. I love now. Braveheart's in my top 10 for sure.
he's got his review here for the first Inspector Gadget, and he says awful.
How many days later did he watch two? Oh, he watched it 3 days later?
Oh, my gosh.
So after the terrible, awful Inspector Gadget, he jumps right into Inspector Gadget 2.
Could you jump into an IG3 right now?
You got to remember, this is in 2006, so you had to work to watch a movie.
He had to rent them.
Yeah, this wasn't like accidentally seeing it on Disney Plus.
No.
This dude sought these movies out.
He had to either buy them or rent them from Blockbuster.
He gave the Simpsons movie 10 out of 10. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, thanks, J Pro Cop, for your riveting review of Inspector Gadget. Jonathan, movie torture, movie gold.
Torture.
That's it, just torture?
Torture. I'm just hoping this doesn't come on air.
It'll be on air. Roger, this is your last movie torture, so...
If there was something beneath sludge, this would be it. This was like one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, honestly, I can't wish ill on French Stewart, but I can wish ill on Inspector Gadget character he plays. If there was a way he could have died in this movie, would have been the only good thing about this movie. It was that horrible. And every
actor
in this movie.
You wanted him to die in this movie?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What a twist that movie would have had.
That would have been sick. And then G2 assumes the trick.
Inspector Gadget died.
I take it you don't like this movie.
No.
I think this is movie torture.
I still don't think it's
as bad as Batman and Robin.
This is way worse than Batman and Robin.
I don't think so.
At least
there
were some decent actors in Batman and Robin.
This movie had zero expectation. Batman and Robin was supposed to be good. This movie had no expectations of being good.
Well, no. If we're going based on your expectations, and that's what, like, you shouldn't go into a movie expecting much.
I definitely don't with any movie we watch.
Well, okay. So Batman and Robin should be not based on what you expected, but what you got. Just like this.
True.
Oh!
Gary come in with glitter on his
Bring
face. He's dropping knowledge.
Dropping it.
Okay, let me ask you this, Raj.
Dropping it like it's hot.
Better or worse than Jingle All the Way?
Two.
Yeah, with Larry.
Oh, this is way worse than that.
Better or worse than Health Inspector?
Oh, way worse than Health Inspector.
Would this movie had been better if Larry the Cable Guy had been in it?
Yes. And I'll say this. This movie was even worse than the worst one I've thought we've done, which was the Hottie and the Naughty. This was way worse than that.
Oh, well.
So.
Okay, one more thing before we go. Where would producer Gary, where can we add him in this movie?
He should have been one of the gadgets.
I
was thinking he's one of the bowlers.
Go Gadget Mac Daddy.
Oh.
He just goes out and entices the ladies, gets another wife.
I'd like to see producer Gary as like a paper boy. Like he's holding get your paper, Riverton G2.
He'd be a great Inspector Gadget Junior.
Inspector Gary. Oh, my gosh.
He's a junior gadget.
Yeah. You're a junior gadget. Like you're like his little in the junior gadget club. And he gives you, like, all these little fake gadget toys that you play with. Is he trying to, like, date Penny, though?
Oh, she's pursuing him.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm a taken man.
Yeah.
Even though he's, like, he's really 24 playing a 12-year-old.
How old are you in real life, Gary?
What? Are you serious?
24.
He's playing a 12-year-old.
You look like a 24.
I don't know. There's some actors in Hollywood who have done that before.
Producer Gary I think Producer Gary as Inspector Gadget would be funny.
Yeah.
Go Gary Gadget Hand.
Honestly, I'll say that. And I know none of Gary's acting prowess, but he would be better than French Stewart was in this movie.
Oh, wow, man. You're
putting a lot on me, Roger. Since you're putting a lot on me, Well, maybe not a lot.
I thought he said acting Cialis.
Roger, you could have played Claw in this movie. They never showed the face.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll get you, Gadget.
Yeah, that would have been a good part for me.
Claw a cat guy, by the way. He likes cats.
He's always been. He pets
the cat.
Pets the cat really creepily.
I'm not a cat guy.
It's like Dr. Evil.
He is, man. If I was Claw, I'd have allergies. Like, I'd constantly be like, I'm going to get you, Gadget. I'm sneezing because I'm allergic. Anyway. For producer Gary, for our good friend Jonathan, for Roger, who won't be back.
I've really enjoyed my time here on the podcast, and I wish you guys the best in all that you do.
I may also lose my job because of Roger, so hopefully our stock takes off.
My name is Brad. We'll see you next week on Movie Torture.